Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our guest today is one of the top coaches in the state of Louisiana. One of my favorite people. I think he does a phenomenal job of developing talent, developing young men. And Logansport High School in North Louisiana is a small town and has a lot of tradition. And he played for Logansport back in the day. Kevin McGee, the head coach of Logansport football. Kevin, thanks for joining us.
Hey, man, I appreciate you having me. Always fun to get on here and talk a little ball.
Yeah, man, talk some ball. And before we get started, we're going to talk about your team. We're going to talk about John Stevens, Jr. Talk about you've got Barnes, who's at ULL, a true freshman I thought was an LSU player. We're going to talk about your former coach. We're going to talk about your state title when you were a player at Logansport, when you were a quarterback. And I've got a bunch of LSU stuff we'll talk about, baseball, football. We'll talk UL, Louisiana Tech, and Northwestern State, which I know you don't mind us talking about Northwestern State, where you went to college. We're going to get, before we get started, I want to thank some sponsors that are allowing this to be possible. John Harvey Toyota, which is not far from Logansport. It's in the area. I know everything within an hour and a half in Bossier City, Shreveport, John Harvey Toyota. Also, Harvey Subaru and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. And also Medine's Collision Center on Kincaid Avenue in Baton Rouge. If you need a paint job or car repairs, you got to call them at 357-7983. It's 357-7983. And also a new sponsor we have, Treads and Care, which is a big-time company in Baton Rouge. Treads and Care is a great company that, man, if you need tires and you need brakes and you need anything, you got to call Treads and Care Tire Company on Hooper Road, Park Place Drive, brand new, beautiful building. Devin Holly, the owner, been in business since 1971. You've got to talk to him. 331-8144 is their number. That's 331-8144. Hey, look, they're huge. Everybody I mentioned, Kevin, all these sponsors are huge football fans, and they believe in what we're doing. They believe in what you do. And it's allowing us to have this show today. But I want to get started and talk about back in the day when you were at Logansport as a quarterback. A lot of people don't really remember this that are, you know, maybe young, you know, under 40 maybe, or maybe they just don't know if they're not from the Shreveport area. But you threw for 83 touchdown passes once upon a time at Logansport. 83, man.
Yeah, and at that time, that was a pretty good number, and it kind of fell under the radar because we were predominantly a pro-I team, and we ran the ball downhill. But we were so good at running the football that allowed me to make some easy completions and get some touchdowns, and just over being a 3-year starter, just kind of racked up. And then my senior year, we kind of molded into a single back team and ended up throwing it a lot. And again, we had a great running game. And again, I allowed for me, you know, to do some things through the air and had some really good receivers and great coaches. And man, we had a great time, you know, fun throwing it around. Some guys that I'd grown up with, and we've grown up together, had a lot of success, man. And it's one of those experiences that kind of molds and makes who you are. Yeah. It's one of those deals that, never take that away. I mean, it's phenomenal. We're still great friends and great memories.
I want to mention this. We got Kevin McGee, the head football coach, on from Logansport High School, not far from Shreveport, not far from Natchitoches, right there in the center there, close to everything. But you played for Coach Dale Morvan, who's one of the great coaches. He coached you. Y'all won a state title in 1995, man. And a lot of people don't remember that Logansport went 15-0. Y'all won 15 games undefeated. 1995, you played 94-97 at Logansport. Y'all defeated Mangum in a hell of a game, 33-32, state championship game. You threw 5 touchdown passes to Robert Davis, an old name from the past that went to LSU.
Yeah, phenomenal athlete. I mean, we had 2 SEC guys on the Class A team. That just doesn't happen. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You have two guys that athletic. Cisco Perkins, obviously, was our tailback, ran for 1,000 yards in 4 games in the playoffs. And again, kind of like I said earlier, that's what allowed for us to open up that passing game and really let it go. And I had to throw it when it came down to it. Robert, obviously, being a 4-3 guy and just an unbelievable athlete, we made history that day, and it's one of those memorable deals for our town and our people and our coaches. And again, yeah, Coach Moran, you know, he's still our – what people don't know is he's our school board member now. And wow. He and I are just as close now as we ever were. I mean, he's not like another father, family member. His son and I are still really close. So it's a family affair around here, and I wouldn't trade it for anything.
Also want to mention that – and, Kevin, I actually hung out with you 3 or 4 nights. We were in San Antonio for the coaches' convention, the college coaches' convention, and talking shop and football. But I just thought of something. I went and saw you play I don't know if it was your senior year or junior year. I think it's the year you won the state title. But do you remember traveling to Chapel Trafton or Trafton in Baton Rouge and beating them in the playoffs or during the season?
Absolutely.
I was at the game.
We got up really early, and they had the quarterback was named, last name was Black. It was Nathan Black's cousin who ended up playing with me at Northwestern, and then Sean Candelosi, who I played with at Louisiana Tech.
Yes.
And they came back and made it a really, really close game.
I was there, man. I I'm thinking through the memory bank. I'm going, man, I was at the game. I forgot to tell. I've never told you that, Kevin, but I was there, and I'm probably like, I don't know, 24, 25 at the time, just now going to games or for a couple of years. But that was a heck of a game. I do remember that, and I was like, man, when I watched the team, Cisco Perkins and Robert Davis and you, and I was like, this is the greatest offensive team at that time that I've ever seen in Class 1A ball. That was incredible, like you said, that team.
It was a fun night. Fun night, fun trip. And I can't remember. I guess we played in one of the city parks.
Might have been Olympia Field, maybe, Olympia or something like that.
I think that's correct. I think that's right. And they were good. They were a good football team.
Yeah, Sean Candelosi was a phenomenal 6'4 receiver, a great, great receiver in high school. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to spend more time with Coach Kevin McGee, Logansport High School, and ask Kevin how John Stevens Jr. is doing. I know he transferred from TCU to the ULL Raging Cajuns in Lafayette. He's going to have a big year this year, I think, for them. We'll be right back. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest today is Kevin McGee, the head football coach at Logansport High School. Won a state title as a coach there and as a player. And want to mention, Coach, I mean, John Stevens played for you, Junior. The late John Stevens, it's his son. And I remember you telling me about John when he was a sophomore playing for you, and he's gotten bigger. He went to TCU. Now he's at ULL. What do you think of John now being at ULL in Lafayette?
I think it's a good fit for him. You know, when he went to TCU, I was all in. It was a great deal for him. They recruited him really well throughout the process, and they saw the potential early, and they got on him and stayed with him. It just never really panned out the way that I thought, and I think the way that he and his family thought it would work out. Now, the deal was, even last year, he was playing a lot. He just was not getting targeted very often as far as, you know, get the ball and seeing that time that he wanted. So he felt it, you know, he got that he needed to make a move, needed to make transition. So when he entered the transfer portal and UL was recruiting Keisavlin Barnes, who was actually his first cousin, they kind of ended up going as a package deal. And I'm telling you, that guy's going to make a name for himself in the NFL. From a notable standpoint, John's freshman year as a true freshman in college, he bench pressed 400 and power cleaned 400 in the same two lifts.
Wow.
That doesn't happen. I mean, that's unnatural.
Not for a 6'5 receiver, too.
That's right. That's correct. It's not a 5'10 compact guy. He is a 6'5 and a half, 6'6, 225-pound receiver. So that's correct. You got to take that into account. And you know, as good as he is athletically, he's even a better person. And I think that's what made him so special.
Well, he's got 2 years left. And, you know this. UL has a lot of talent. And he's now going to be one of their main guys with that kid from Thibodeau. Him and Lacey are going to be their main two guys, I think, this year. You were mentioning Savalon Barnes, who just signed, who's going in as a true freshman from you. You know you kept up with what I was saying. I ranked him as an SEC player. I know you think highly of him, and I think UL got him a steal, an NFL guy. And I wanted to mention this. This is a young man that had to go through a lot of tragedy, Coach, as you know, losing his mom in high school. Tell us about that story and what he's been able to overcome.
Going into the scrimmage, going into his junior year, I guess that we were to play on Friday. Wednesday morning, I get a call that his mom has been rushed to the hospital. Or he calls me, actually, 8 o'clock in the morning. My mom's going to the hospital. You know, I'll be back at school, be back for practice. I'll call you later. In between him getting there, somebody called me and told me, said, look, Coach, she passed. Mm. So I leave school, go to the hospital. And she's like 35. Mm-hmm. You know, she's relatively young, and she has a massive heart attack, and he loses his mother. So he has to deal with that as a young man. I can't even, begin to fathom what went through his head the first 6 weeks of the season. He actually, through those 6 weeks, I never pressed him, never pushed him, never told him you have to, you need to. Mm-hmm. You come back at your own rate. You tell me what you can do, what you can't do. And it was just such a roller coaster, ebbs and flows of the season. But he ends up finishing his junior year really strong. And I think that whole process and, that having gone through that made him such a more mature, stronger adult. Yeah. And so when he came to his senior year, man, he was ready to go. And so obviously his senior year, we're dealing with COVID. I'm talking with the guys from UL. I'm talking with Q-Savon. I said, look, man, there are no guarantees in this game. So my suggestion would be, and we came to the decision, commit now, and let's see how this plays out. Mm-hmm. It guarantees you 5 years of college football and education. It guarantees them the best player in the state, in my opinion. It was a good marriage. And so through that process, he made several trips. They stayed in contact. They called him on a bi-weekly, routine, mm-hmm. 2-3 times a week. And so through that connection is kind of how John saw him being in contact with him. And so that connection made through John also. But, I'm with you, man. I think he was an SEC guy. He looks like he's 22 right now, mm-hmm. physically, mature, mentally. So I told them, y'all are getting a steal.
Big time.
But I think it's a good fit. I think it's a great fit. I think he will do phenomenal things there. I think he'll be a player. I think he plays early. I think he plays this year.
I do, too.
He's just that type of athlete.
Yeah, I'm happy for
UL in the state of Louisiana, and I'm happy for Logan Sport to have that relationship with UL.
Coach, he reminds me, and I'm not comparing him as the player. I'm comparing him as far as body maturity. He reminds me of Jamar Chase. It's just his maturity with his body, his strength. To go in, like you said, going to college at 205, 6'1", running 4.45 or better. Tough, strong, strong kid who's going to get out of man coverage, and he's going to be tough to lock down. Could be a slot for UL. And I think he'd catch 34. Or he could be a running back like he was for you, a corner or a safety. I mean, he could be a lot of things.
I agree. They recruited him as a secondary guy because his junior year, he primarily was a DB, played corner, played a little bit of safety. And then as a senior year, I mean, he kept us in every ball game as they're at the running back position. I think they're going to be really surprised at the things he can do, maybe as a returner, as an offensive guy. Mm-hmm. But, their ideal is if he kept gaining weight, he could be a 210-pound safety if he plays downhill.
Yeah.
That's what I felt like was his better fit. But, man, you just never know what those guys do once they get down there and they start getting in the weight room and eating even better than what they did here and maturity. And he's going to be a player for them before it's over with.
Coach, he might even get up to 215 of muscle, and Coach might want to put him at running back. He'd be a stud running
back for them.
We're going to take a break and come back with more Kevin McGee, head coach at Logansport football team, and We're going to talk about Logan Sport's team coming back, some of his top guys. And also, I've got a bunch of LSU stuff. I want Coach McGee to get his thoughts on LSU baseball. We've got a lot of stuff to talk about and some football stuff with LSU. And also, UL. UL got a big football commitment this week from a quarterback at Madison Prep, Zion Chris, who I think is a big-time player as well. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm Lee Burkeen, your host. Our guest today is Coach Kevin McGee, the head football coach at Logan Sport High School, which is not far from Natchitoches and Shreveport and not far from Keefville and, you know, all those areas. It's to me, everything is, you go in a circle and you got football from Minden all the way to the Flatwoods. So, but, you know, it's a lot of football. We're going to get to Coach's team coming up, but I want to mention really quick, Coach, LSU baseball is on fire right now. They got a new coach from Arizona, and he's hit the ground running, and within 5 days they picked up three All-American baseball players. He went out and hired the best pitching coach on the West Coast. He's hired the best hitting coach, well, the best recruiting coordinator from Dallas Baptist. I mean, this guy's, and he's getting transfers that are throwing 97-mile-an-hour fastballs. He picked up Tyler McManus today from Sanford in Alabama, who, Coach, you like this. He was a linebacker at Slido High School at 210, 5'11", had 400 tackles, hit 13 home runs this year for Sanford, and batted 350. He's coming in as a catcher, DH, transfer from Sanford, and they picked up, he had 53 RBIs. Dan Fitzgerald's their new recruiting coordinator from, they call it DBU, but it's Dallas Baptist U in Dallas, Texas. Man, they're good. You probably saw them in the last few regionals, huh, Coach? Dallas Baptist, a pretty good team.
Absolutely. It was kind of one of those deals where you can't help not rooting for Dallas Baptist, being in the, you know, as small a school as they are, and kind of being unknown and flying under the radar and being that Cinderella story. And for those guys to continually, year in, year out, go out and recruit guys and sign guys and tutor those guys and make them as good as they are, I think it was a phenomenal pickup to go and pluck that guy away from Dallas Baptist, who understands what it takes to go find guys that are true players that want to play baseball, that are not just the hype and talk and tell me. Don't tell me, show me.
Right.
I think that's phenomenal for LSU to go pick up a guy like that who not only can recruit the state, but he's going to have roots in Dallas, which I think is, you know, obviously where the other place to go get him.
Oklahoma, Kansas, Missouri, big, strong hotbeds for recruits. And then today, Kevin, get this, LSU picked up a pitcher that had Tommy John surgery, sat out last year, went to San Francisco College. So they just hired the pitching coach, Jason Kelly, from Arizona State. They think he's the best pitching coach on the West Coast. The next day, he gets a transfer from this Eric Rieselman, throws 97 miles an hour. He's coming in a right-handed pitcher to be a grad player for LSU. 97 miles an hour. You don't pick those guys up every day.
No, and I think that's what LSU's got to get back to. It's not expecting the guys to come in, but going out and actively recruiting the best players of the country. They want that attention. They want that notoriety, and they want to know that they want to be wanted. I think there was a time when LSU baseball, the name, drew those guys in, and they just naturally gravitated towards Baton Rouge. I think it's different now with social media. You've got to go out and show those guys some attention, and I think that's what this staff will do.
I think Mississippi State and LSU and Vandy and Florida are going to be the class act still. I mean, LSU, like you said, they just need to turn it up again, and they are. They picked up Jacob Berry from Arizona, who had 18 home runs. He's a first-round pick in 2 years. They said he's draft eligible next year. But they also, just an update, you're going to love this, Kevin. I mean, and this is not good news for Florida, but I guess for LSU, and I don't like to hear of anybody getting hurt, but there's a kid from Florida Gators who's their best player, a DN, Brenton Cox, 6'5", 260 DN, runs a 4.5 40, transferred from Georgia. He was going to be the best defensive player, Kevin, for Florida this year for Dan Mullen. He's out possibly for the year with a foot injury suffered in the offseason. Boy, you know, that's a huge loss when your top DN is out for the year in the SEC.
Yeah, because those guys are not—they're not easy to find. I mean, that's like big guys in the interior. There's only a few of those guys, and when you lose them, you know they're the number one for a reason. And when you have to go to your number two, it's obviously going to be a fall off. So I mean that's a big game, positive for LSU, obviously not for the kid, and you hate it for him.
Yeah,
but yeah, if you're pulling locally, you know you got to root for that.
Yeah, I hope he's going to be okay. He'll come back, they said, late in the year. But, man, late in the year is not soon enough when you got to try to get to Atlanta against Georgia. That Georgia cocktail party game, huh, in Jacksonville against Georgia, Florida. One more thing. LSU got a commitment today from Demario Tolan, Coach McGee, from Orlando, Florida. 6'2", 205, runs a 4.5, is going to get about 220. He's an outside linebacker. It's going to put weight on, but he's one of the top 25 players in Florida. Blake Baker was recruiting him when he was a coach at Miami. Blake Baker was just hired by Orgeron to be linebacker's coach. That's the benefits of having an area, huh, coach, and knowing a kid before you get hired with another school.
Yeah, no doubt. And if I correct me if I'm wrong, wasn't Blake Baker at Louisiana Tech for a minute? I mean, so he's a
– yeah.
He's
yeah.
a local guy, you know, he's been in the area, but being able to reach out and pluck those guys out of the other states, that's, you know, you hate to say it, but that's how Alabama's been so successful. If they handpick two or three out of every state, that's where you win national championships, is when you get that caliber of player out from somebody else's backyard.
Yeah, and LSU hasn't signed a player from Mickey Mouse Land in 30 years. I don't remember a Lando player coming. Now, I remember Ollie Highsmith, and I remember Ricky Jean-Francois blocking that field goal for Ohio State in the national championship game, and I remember Dwayne Bowe, but they were all out of Miami, and I don't remember.
Right.
Yeah.
And the quarterback, what was his name?
Rohan.
He was a South Florida guy.
Yeah, but never an Orlando guy. That's always Florida and Miami and Florida State own the city of Orlando, and LSU's got their first big-time player. Well, he didn't sign yet, right? He didn't sign yet. He verbally committed.
Sure.
We're going to take a break, come back with more Coach McGee, and I want to talk about Logansport High School, his team coming back, and some of his players, and it's going to be a good team coming back at Logansport. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices. Honest people, tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. Our guest is Kevin McGee, the head football coach of Logansport High School. Coach, this year is really coming really fast. I mean, it seems like the summer didn't even start. It stopped. It ended. It's almost over, and it's crazy. Time's flying. We're almost in August, it seems. July will fly by. And all of a sudden, we'll have jamborees for the first time in 2 years, right, in August. We didn't have jamborees last year.
No, and it'll be welcome. I can promise you that. We need those games, those scrimmages to kind of gauge and see where you're at. So we'll be happy to see those come back.
I'll tell you what, if I was a teenager or a coach, you know, in the past, coach, kids go, it's hot. You know, heck, everybody's enjoying it being out there now. Everybody's enjoying being a part of it now and not, you know, last year not being a part of it the first time in 100 years. But I'm excited for jamborees. I'm excited for the season to come back. I'm excited to go on the scrimmages. Coach, tell me about your team. You've got a sleeper receiver that I like that's going to be really profiled in our magazine, Jacob Contario, who's a really good tall receiver. We'll talk about some other you guys. You got Javen Claybrook that's a very good player. He's a versatile tight end slash receiver, a big guy that can run. But what do you think of the team coming back this coming year? You had a young team last year.
Yeah, we were super young last year. We only had four seniors and two that played either way. So we returned eight on either side of the ball, and guys that got some, you know, a lot of quality reps and a lot of experience. And so that group, I'm really expecting a lot out of. And when I say expect, I mean the expectation is that we win early and we win a lot and we win late because of the experience that they've gained. And they're just good players. They're good football players. You mentioned Jacob Quinterio. He's a 6'3" and a half, almost 6'4" wide receiver who his ceiling is way up there. Yeah. I mean, he can be as good as he wants to be. He can run. He's a 4'6", a mid-4'6" guy. He's long range with big hands. Jordan Claybrook, about a 5'11" and a half. He's bumping 6 feet, but he's like 210. Not the breakaway 4'5" speed, but he's so physical, and the kid's got the best hands I've ever coached in my 18 years. Just catches the ball unbelievably. Plays body position, kind of like he's playing basketball down the post. So he's one that we really rely on. Our quarterback, Cam Boykins, around a 4.53 early summer. He's about 6 feet, and he can make every throw. Offensive line, we got a kid that bench pressed over 400 and deadlifted over 600 as a junior. I mean, we've got the pieces to the puzzle to make a run, make a push, and go make some noise in the playoffs. I mean, it's typical 1A football for us. If you stay healthy and you do the things that you're supposed to do and you get better as the season goes on, I really believe we got a chance to do something special this year.
And it's always battle-tested North Louisiana, right? Because there's a lot of good 1A teams in North Louisiana.
Absolutely. And when you say that, you know, you're always going to throw in the Oak Grove. Obviously, they've repeated back-to-back the past 2 years. They've had the guys. They've had the athletes, and they've had the numbers. And I honestly think this year we can line up physically and play with them and go toe-to-toe. I mean, that's where we're at this point.
Coach, you got a couple of big senior linemen. One's a shorter lineman, but he's stocky and strong for your starter. And you got another guy about 6'2", 6'3", Kenny, that I think he's very good. Two underrated linemen that could sign somewhere when it's over with. What do you think of these two senior linemen for you going into this
year? Yeah. And that's who we're going to try to have to build it around, you know, our run game. Tonzea Bland, the kid I mentioned earlier, he's a 400-pound. He's by far the strongest player I've ever coached in my tenure as a high school kid. Again, he's only about 6 feet, but I think he can play at the next level. Maybe he goes to center guard at worst. You know, I think he's a 1AA prospect. Very, very, very intelligent. He holds a 3.5 GPA, and he has the ACT score and all those intangibles. Super intelligent kid. And then the other one is Colton Kinley. He's more on the 6'3", longer arms. Again, super strong kid. He's a 3-year starter for us. But with those two anchoring our offensive line, we should have a solid run game, you know, be able to protect in the pass game, and both of them can run, which helps us in our screen game. So, yeah, we're excited about those two guys. They've been down there doing it for a long time, and we expect a lot of big things out of them.
And, Coach, you know what's most exciting, that you already know this, but every coach has about 10 or 12 kids. They don't know what's going to happen between now and fall, and it's so exciting to know, hey, if I can get these 12 guys to step it up, if I can get this guy to go in the weight room all summer, if I can get this guy to buy in on the game plan, if I get these guys to learn the O in defense, I mean, isn't that what's exciting about coaching, is teaching these guys? And you always got a group of guys that if they do what they're supposed to do, it's great to see when it happens.
It is, and I think I sound like a broken record to my kids sometimes, because you got that core group that shows up to the weight room every day. They eat right, they treat themselves right, they do the right things, they have the right attitude. And then you got those, you know, that next wave of guys that, you know, they miss here and there, and maybe they're not doing exactly what they need to be doing. And my message is, if we all did exactly as I'm asking you to do, I can promise you, we will make memories that you will never forget for the rest of your life. You can be, you know, heroes or gods around Logan Sport for the next 80 years if we continue to do those things and keep that trend upward. And be productive and be positive and get better every day. And for the most part, they buy into that. And I think that's what creates a culture of positivity and a culture that of winning, you know, and the belief that we can do those things.
Yeah, and I just, you know, I love to see when seniors turn it on, and maybe they didn't have a good junior year, sophomore year, and all of a sudden the light just goes off, you know, and these guys just start playing the way they look, you know, or they play the way that you're trying to push it out of them, and finally it happens. Coach, I want to mention this. Speaking of North Louisiana, you remember when Faraday was really good 4 years ago? They were loaded.
Oh, yeah. They had the guys.
And then one of them, unfortunately, is leaving LSU. Dare Rosenthal, 6'7", 330, offensive tackle, is transferred to Kentucky. Is that going to be weird to see a guy start from LSU and not sit out, and all of a sudden he's starting for Kentucky? And then Eric Gilbert, who was a tight end, is starting for Georgia. And, I mean, it's all over the place now in college football.
Yeah, I mean, I think it's the free agency in college football. And I'll be honest with you, I don't know. I really don't agree with it. You know, I think there has to be some penalty because it's a, you know, they want to be satisfied right now. I think there's got to be some point where we've got to work towards satisfaction and go earn that. You know, I get it. Sometimes things don't work out. You need to change the scenery. I did it. I went from Tech to Northwestern, you know, when I was playing.
Yeah.
But there was also that penalty for that. And so I think there's got to be some sort of checks and balances and not just, you know, I'm not happy at the moment, so I get to go somewhere else. I think you're losing an in-state guy who loves LSU and is going maybe because his feelings are hurt or, you know, and I don't know the full story, but the thing is they've got to learn what earning something means, and that's just my personal belief.
You know what, and I grew up in the 70s and 80s, and you grew up, you know, 80s, 90s, but here's the deal. I grew up watching football where when a kid signed at a D1 school at the highest level, you at least go through a 12-month calendar year. At least go through a whole season in a spring, right? At least go through 1 year. Now you got guys leaving in 3 months, 6 months, 5 months, and they don't even go back to the next spring to see if they can even beat a guy out. It's just,
but that's competition.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, we've got to breed a competitiveness in kids that's going away from us, and that's what's scary.
It is. It is. I, you know, and people say, oh, y'all are just old school. No, it's just the game needs some rules. Like you said, we need to retinker what we're going to do because I'll tell you, it's, like you said, it's getting to be free agency. And I think these kids in college getting paid is okay, but there needs to be some rules probably after this first year. I'm sure things are going to go great because the playbook for the NCAA is never completely perfect. But I think there's going to need some stop signs and speed limits on these likeness and imaging. There's going to happen, or it could get out of hand too. Don't you think, Coach, if they don't have it under control?
Yeah, and I completely agree. I saw where at the University of Miami, you know, whoever, there's a booster that signed the entire team.
Yeah, I like
and every
that.
Kid's going to make so many $1,000s. Well, that's just another recruiting tool. That's not an image likeness, you know, for an individual. That is 100%. What is it going to take to get the best kids in here? And I think we're going to look at something where, you know, you get them on campus and they're not bought in or sold on coming in and working on football, but more on working on whoever's hired them. And that's another thing that's worrisome to me.
Please leave the company logos off the kids' jerseys and socks. Please.
Right, no doubt.
No offense to, I don't care whose company it is. I'm not going to mention any, but man, I want to see college stay at least something college, you know?
I agree with that 100%.
I don't want to look at a kid and you're like looking at a NASCAR car with all these advertisers on it. You know what I mean? It's just not.
That's a great analogy. I was actually thinking, you know, like minor league baseball in the outfield.
Yeah, something's got to stay. Something's got to stay. But, Coach, any final thoughts about this coming season, Logansport, your summer? Oh, I have a question from a listener that found out you were going to be on today before we go, and they asked, they said, ask Coach McGee what his favorite hobbies are when he's not coaching all the time.
Man, I like fishing a little bit, spending time with my kids. My kids love to, we love going to the lake and doing a little fishing. We hunt a little bit in the off season. Not a lot. I mean, we're simple people, and we stay around the house and, you know, stay in the swimming pool and just love loading sports football, to be honest with you.
Yeah, man, dedicated. We need all these coaches coming up to hear this interview. Old school, dedication, love it, passion. I mean, that's why you're successful. And I think I told you a year or two ago, I think you were 0-5 one year and you came back to make the playoffs. And I think I texted you, I said, Coach, it's going to be all right. And you're like, yeah, it will be. I'm like, yeah, that's the kind of attitude you got to have, you know, when you start 0-4, 0-5.
We were 0-5 and made the semifinals. You know, I mean, it's put your head down and go to work. It is what it is. You know, you got to have short memory and get better. And it's not where you start, it's where you finish.
That's right.
I think that's my mentality.
Coach, don't go anywhere. Don't hang up. I'm going to end the show. Everybody go to LAFootballMagazine.com. If you want to pre-order a preview magazine, please support what we do. All these Logansport kids will be in it. We're going to have a good preview on Logansport and Coach McGee and his team. And we're not going to overpump it too much because, you know, Coach wants us to make sure we don't overpump because these kids got to still work, right? But it'll be a good preview on Logansport, and we promote all close to 300 schools, count MAIS, and all the 12 colleges will have a recruiting section. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com. I hope everybody enjoyed the show. We'll see you on Monday.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.